What's all gone?
Oranges are all gone.
I have a friend from New York who says oranges.
Oranges.
In the garden, things you're apt to grow in the garden behind the house, you're apt to grow
beans, peas, lettuce, radishes, onions, broccoli, spinach.
And the red ones?
Radishes.
You slice them and put them on sandwiches?
Oh, tomatoes. Yes, tomatoes, sure. And we raised squash in our garden last year. We raised about 10.
Any ways of distinguishing the onions, different kinds of onions?
Yes, there are two or three different kinds. We have the Bermudas and just the common onions.
You ever say rare ripes, or scallions, or shallots, green onions?
Green onions, we have those too.
And how about the kind of beans?
Well, we have string beans and butter beans. Lima beans are
the same thing?
Lima beans and butter beans are the same thing. String beans are different there.
Mm-hmm. You ever call them snap beans?
Yeah, those snap beans and string beans are about
and green
the same
beans.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
About the same thing.
How about the edible tops of turnips and beets and dandelions?
Those are greens. Very good too with vinegar on them.
You ever call it salad?
Well, no, not too much. They're just greens.
On the ear of corn, the thing you got to pull off is the
husk.
And on the top of the corn stalk, there's a
tassel.
And stuff you have to pick off the grain.
A silk.
And two different kind of melons that you might eat in the summer are watermelon and
muskmelon.
You ever call that cantaloupe?
Sometimes they call it cantaloupe.
But muskmelon.
Muskmelon and cantaloupe are really the same thing. Belong to the same family, I guess. We used to raise lots of them.
I never knew there was a difference even.
When I farmed so much, we had a sold watermelon by the wagon load. Hauled them, peddled them around 5 and 10 cents a piece. Now, just look at the price of them now.
Sometimes in the field, they'll grow a thing like this. It makes good soup. Campbell's makes a soup out of these things.
Oh, those mushrooms?
Yeah.
Oh. Say, did you ever eat any mushrooms that grow on the timber?
No.
Oh, man, you ought to try some of those that look like a sponge.
Oh, the great big puffball?
They just look like a sponge and grow up, you know, about so big around and about this. They look like these curly light bulbs, a good deal. But they call them a sponge mushroom. Why, they're just elegant. Mm-hmm. It's much better than these other mushrooms. We eat lots of these others, though, too. We eat mushroom soup. If you want something good, fry a chicken till it gets browned, and then put a can of mushroom soup over it so you don't set it in the oven and let it simmer long till you're ready to eat at noon. Boy, you never eat anything so good. And does that ever make good gravy too with that mushroom soup poured on it?
You ever, the kind that you better not eat that look about like a mushroom?
Look like a toadstool. Don't eat those, just mess it. You might not eat but one mess of them.
And you said squash, yes. You ever call a squash simlin?
No, never did.
You ever say frog stool for toadstool? Okay. Child has a pill and he doesn't take it. He say, well, I can't take it, Daddy. I can't.
Can't swallow it. We have a granddaughter-in-law that can't swallow a pill. She has to break them up and take them out. She just can't swallow them, save her neck. Yes. She's just a wonderful person too, but she says she just cannot swallow a pill.
Probably had choked on something
I
once.
I suppose, I don't know.
Got afraid. Went through a spell of that, so. Somebody says, you can do it, and you say, no,
I can't. Our grandson was telling us about their youngest child. She's kind of spoiled. She's younger than the two older ones. He says, you should watch Shirley put her to bed. She says, he says she...